And we are headed to the kitchen where my mom is standing by for cooking with Claude. Good morning, Mom. You're making, I don't even know what kind of cake this is that I'm looking at, but it looks scrumptious.
Yes. Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Mom. So I was explaining to our listeners earlier in the show that one of the guys who was eating your cake, he's a real like fitness guru. He doesn't eat off schedule like ever. He never eats sweets. And I think Dave ate easily 4 or 5 pieces of your cake. Like he was eating most of it, not sharing it. He just couldn't get enough of it.
I know. It was funny. And with the holidays coming up, the Jewish holidays, I thought I'd practice a little by bringing that to their house, which ended up going over very well, which I was very pleased.
Yeah. So she's making her holiday honey cake. How do you do it, Mom?
Okay, so I sent you the ingredients.
Yes, I see them right here. I'm looking at them. I just saw your text message, so I've got all the ingredients.
Yeah, I had to laugh because when this is from your grandmother's cookbook, Daddy's Mom,
mm-hmm.
and I'm laughing because they tell you to add the sugar, but there's no sugar on the ingredients part. So I had to estimate what I thought was a good amount of sugar. That's why it says that half a cup of sugar looking like that.
Okay, that's fair. Well, it did turn out very nice and sweet. It was like the perfect kind of sweet. So I'll go with your sugar amount.
So if you feel you need to add a little more sugar, go ahead. But anyway, you want to set your oven to 350, as always. Blend the oil, the sugar, and the egg yolks together. But when you separate your egg yolks, put the egg whites aside because you're going to need those for later.
Okay.
And then you're going to add the cup of honey. And then you're going to sift the flour and the rest of the dry ingredients. Now, I don't sift, so I get whatever flour I get, that's what I put in. But if you have a sifter, you may want to sift the flour.
Okay.
And then you want to add, you know, your baking powder, your baking soda, your ginger, your cloves, your cinnamon, all that good stuff that just makes it such a good cake.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So then the day you decide to make it, make sure you make an extra cup of coffee because you do need a cup of black coffee.
Okay, so already made coffee. This isn't coffee grind. You're talking a cup of black coffee.
Yeah, so what I did is, like, if you have a Keurig, you could just, you know, make a cup of it then. It just so happens Daddy always makes extra coffee, so when I decided to make it, I just went to the coffee pot, and lo and behold, there was a cup left over, so I used that.
Interesting.
Yeah, the coffee was interesting. When I saw it, I was like, coffee, wow. But, you know, you wonder who came up with all this stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't even really like coffee, but it didn't feel strong in the cake. So that's interesting.
No, and the cake, surprisingly enough, it is a heavy cake, I think.
Yes.
So that's
why I was shocked. Dave had like 5 pieces.
I know. I think it was 4, but who's counting?
I know
he kept coming over
he
telling
me.
He
kept going up and getting it.
He just kept going up and getting it. And it was funny because he kept telling me I got it from the grocery store for $2.29.
Oh, you were mad. You were ready to walk
I
out.
I was really mad. I had to get up and leave the table.
True story, though. True. You were like, Alan, we have to leave. And I'm like,
we
you
have
can't.
To leave. I
you,
had it.
Yeah,
you
no,
know,
that,
I'm
that's.
Okay. I cooked this from scratch.
Yeah, you can't offend the baker. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. All right, so you add the black.
$2.25. You can't get a cookie for $2.25. Anyway.
Yeah, you were mad.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, once you put all that together, you want to beat the egg whites until stiff. And I learned this the hard way because I never read through the whole recipe until I'm working on it. And then I realize, oh, darn, the egg whites are down the sink. So I learned now to put them aside. And then you want to beat them until they're stiff. And everybody knows, like, when you beat them and they make, like, little peaks. So
yep.
That's perfect.
Okay. So once you do that, do you add that?
You know, nuts or raisins, that's all optional. I only added the raisins. I thought it was enough. And I don't really know how much of my family likes nuts and stuff, so I just went with raisins only. But it's optional. You can have them both, have one, have none, whatever you want.
Okay.
And then you fold the nuts in, and you fold the egg whites in, and the raisins in. And then I, as with everything, put it in a bundt cake. I greased it, you know, I just sprayed it. And I baked it for 40 to 45 minutes and just, you know, checked it until it was clean and flipped it over. And put a little, that little confection sugar.
Oh, yeah,
little
the confection.
White sugar.
Yep,
it makes
yep.
frosting because I thought, you know, it doesn't rise real high. I think with the honey and, you know, the raisins and the coffee and, you know, it doesn't like rise up like an angel food cake or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I just put confection sugar on it. Doesn't say whether you should put anything on it or not. And that's it. And it was amazingly very nice. And it's one of the, cakes that you could make for the Jewish holidays, which is really nice. And it's nice to serve anytime. It's kind of more of like a, kind of a fall cake.
Mm-hmm. No, it definitely is. It was very comforting. One slice was certainly enough for most people, and it really was absolutely delicious, and it's not something you could just go to a bakery and buy. It really was very, very special and very, very good, Mom. So thank you, and I will put that up on the podcast right after the show wraps up.
Thank you, honey.
No. Thank you, Mom. You're fabulous. I'm going to see you this afternoon with Chase, and I love you very much.
I love you very much.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. That is the Holiday Honey Cake in Cooking with Claude.